Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Bowerly. Tom Bowerly. On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, I do have some good news for the guy who emailed earlier, way earlier in the program. The Centers for Disease Control, CDC, says you can break quarantine to vote in person. Voters have the right to vote regardless of whether they are sick or in quarantine. CDC stressed in safe voting guidance posted Sunday. Now, we received an email from somebody who had tested positive for COVID-19, was told they could not vote, they could not break quarantine, they were subject to a fine, and they were subject to a year in jail. But according to the CDC, you are entitled to vote in person, even if you have COVID-19. So hopefully that person is listening, and that will be of benefit. Now, I don't know that that's posted anywhere on the Board of Elections site, and the last place I would have thought to look for it would have been the CDC site. But one of our listeners did, and thank you for that information. I mean, there's a lot about it, and again, I wish I could say that this was an isolated instance, but a lot of things don't make sense with the differences that people have experienced. And a lot of things didn't make sense in 2016 and 2012 and 2008 and 2004 and 2000 and for however long I've been doing this. So one of the things I've learned is there's always there are always people with that one nuanced question that I can't answer. And the best way to get it answered is to contact the Board of Elections. Although the COVID-19 one, it seemed like the Board of Elections in Genesee County was unaware of the fact that you can vote even if you have COVID-19. They ask, obviously, that you take all the precautions you can to protect poll workers and anybody else you might be around, of course, but you are able to vote. The CDC says so. You can go to the CDC website or the New York Post website for information on that. All right, so what is going to happen tonight? What is going to happen? I've watched, I don't know about you, I'm sure you probably are in the same boat. I've watched so many men and so many women, I've seen so many men and so many women hitting states, making them red or blue on TV today that I can't keep track. If I see one more state, well, this is red. No, this is blue. This is red. Now, this is purple, but it's leaning towards chartreuse, possibly a maroon, maybe a light beige. So many things that I've seen that, it's just amazing. So, look, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I truly don't. Interesting stories have developed, mainly that the minute any network declares Joe Biden the winner, he is supposedly going to declare himself the next president and start talking as if he is the next president, which is interesting psychology. I've also seen reports that President Trump plans on doing the same thing, even without any network calling him the winner of the necessary electoral votes. So as far as this thing being a Trump landslide, I don't know. I mean, I'm still getting an email from people saying, Trump landslide, baby, Trump landslide. There's nothing that I'm seeing right now that indicates a Trump landslide. And again, the key there is nothing I am seeing right now. But I'm operating, you know what? I'm flying in the dark, and I'm flying with instruments only, and I can't really fly that well with instruments only. In fact, that would probably end very badly for me. That's how I feel with trying to predict what's going to happen with this election. Things are so confused and things are so dynamic that, unlike other years, I find it almost impossible to make a prediction. I've told you about my feelings, but I haven't made a prediction. My feeling yesterday was that the momentum was going for Donald Trump. Now, is that going to be the case? I don't know. Maybe if I was doing this show in a state that actually mattered in the Electoral College, maybe I'd have a different take on it, talking to people calling in from Pennsylvania, calling in from Wisconsin, calling in from Michigan, who voted today, who voted for Donald Trump. Maybe I'd feel different about it. But I'm also watching the national coverage. And I know that can be very, very dangerous. I fully understand that. But there's a lot up for grabs. And then whatever happens tonight, there are all those other ballots that have to be counted and figured in. So my suspicion, and again, it's only a suspicion. I think this thing is going to end up going to court. I think it's going to end up going to court. And we probably aren't going to know for a while. That is my suspicion. Can I state that as an absolute fact? No, I cannot. Because, like I said, I'm going on feelings. And I usually go on numbers and on statistics. But you guys have talked me out of believing in numbers and statistics. And I think you're right. I don't. Now, if it's any good news for you, there are at least a couple of political consultant types. One of them, the Trafalgar Group, that got 2016 right, that say Donald Trump is going to win re-election. So there's that. There's also some guy out of retirement who got it right in 2016, who he says it's going to be a Trump victory. But I'm hoping that if it is a Trump victory, I'm hoping that it is such a huge avalanche of a landslide that any court a challenge would be seen as absolute folly and ridiculous. And the longer, let's put it this way, the longer uncertainty reigns, the greater the country's risk for internal strife. The more things are uncertain, the more the pressure is going to be jacked up at home, and the more the temptation is going to be, well, we got to get Trump out of the White House because look what's happening all over America. We can't have this. And that, again, that's a fear. And I can't really say that our politicians or judicial leaders are, in this era in which we live, people of tremendous courage. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Your experience voting today. I'm a little bit surprised at the number of people. Well, I'm not surprised at all the people who've called in. I am surprised at the low number you were. And there is no difference that I am detecting this year versus other presidential election years in terms of the election day turnout. Keep in mind, 100 million Americans voted before election day. All right. So I suppose I shouldn't be too surprised by that. But when I heard some of the reports this morning about lines here, lines there, people are getting up early, they're voting, I started to get a little bit, I've got a busy schedule today. And if I don't vote, I'll never hear the end of it. So I made sure I went and I was happily relieved that I was in and I was out in 5 minutes. Here is Chris in Tonawanda on WBEN. Chris, what's your story?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Chris, good evening.
The first time I listened to your silky voice was in 1977. It was at Franklin. I was sitting in my homeroom in room 262. John Nuorta was the head of that thing.
Good God. Actually, was it 77 or 78? I've forgotten. I think it might have been 78, but let's not let a year slip.
77 was my first year. There's no question about it.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
I knew you were destined for greatness at this point.
Yeah, and then something went wrong along the way, and I did this for a living.
I love it. But my question is this, and I've asked this from a number of intelligent people that I know, is if you vote early, how do you show up at a poll and these people know that you already voted when you get there? So I got to my poll today, and I saw the same lovely people that I know that I've seen for 25 years that I've been voting. And they said to me when I asked that question, they said, well, that's a very good question, Chris. And they said, if you had already voted early, your name would be slotted on this piece of paper that you voted early. But that piece of paper was that same piece of paper that I've seen for 25 years that I voted, that I signed my signature next to. And you know what? There was no computers. There was no anything. And I signed that piece of paper, and I went, and my wife Julie and I voted. And there's no possible way that from Sunday when they closed early voting,
right,
and they made these books, there's no possible way that they made all these books to say that someone had already voted early. There's no possible way.
No, it absolutely defies reason. It defies logic. And I don't know what the BOE's official position is on that. But I think the more important question is if we can have notebooks that are computerized for early voting, why can't we do the same thing on Election Day?
Well, that's what people, some of the intelligent people that I talked to, that's what they told me was going to happen. And I got there, and my wife and I were just like the person in front of me that talked. I had my license out. I wanted to let them know that I'm registered to vote. Here I am. And my wife had the same thing. And we did that. And, you know, it all went smooth. And but I what I wanted to do, Tom, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to go vote early. And then I wanted to show up in my polling place and see what they were going to say to me.
I didn't see, when I was watching them flipping the pages, I didn't see any name that was X'd out as an early voter, which I found to be statistically impossible. So I don't know.
Thank you.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, my off-the-cuff answer is, A, that doesn't make sense. B, that if we have computerized early voting, what's the hassle with having computerized Election Day voting? I mean, there are more sites open, obviously, on Election Day. There'd be a need for more notebooks and, there, you know, technology. Let's put it this way. Technology of 4 years ago ain't the technology today, so it would be a recurring expense by the BOE. But I'll take you back one step further. I don't understand why we had to do away with the old school election machines.
Thank you.
Worked perfectly fine for me. Go behind the curtain, press the levers, come out. Sometimes I think technology ain't all it's cracked up to be.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, call me a Luddite. I appreciate your call, and good to talk to you, fellow Benjamin Franklin Junior High School student of the 1970s.
Hasn't changed one iota since I heard you in 1977.
You remember the blizzard of 77 when we got sent home early?
I do.
Yep. All right, thanks, man. I appreciate the call and the memory. I never forget walking home early that day. It was a howling blizzard. It was utterly amazing. Haven't ever experienced anything like it. What was that, Phil?
Uphill both ways.
It was uphill both ways on razor blades with punji sticks in the way. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. And it's Bob in Williamsville. Bob, we're live. It's 21 minutes after 6 on election night. Good evening.
Good evening. I was calling for a couple reasons. We were talking, we heard that there was going to be counting 13 days after the election of the people that mailed in their ballots. 13 days. So I don't think, how can they announce who's president until we get all the votes registered and counted?
That's a very good question. And in the event of a landslide that is of such proportions that whatever people voted for in the early voting just doesn't matter, in that case, you could expect an announcement. How likely do you think that is?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not very likely. And I think it's highly likely that this thing is going to end up in court.
I agree. And thank you for your time.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, and again, that is... you know, that's, I don't want to say pucker factor again, but that's, you know, there are so many unknowns. There are so many uncertainties that are going to go into this. This is not like any other election. In 2016, very few people voted early. Very few, relatively speaking, absentee votes were cast. So on election night, yeah, absolutely. We could call it right after midnight for Donald Trump. Tonight, it's likely not going to be that way. Unless somebody's got a magic wand or somebody's been steaming open envelopes and they know exactly what the what these early votes entailed in terms of who's winning and by how much. I mean, it's but here's the thing. I mean, no matter where you're listening in the country, it is vitally important that you get out and vote. It's vitally important, I think, that you make sure that your ballot is properly scanned or counted or tabulated as your particular jurisdiction does. I would never leave a ballot with somebody with the expectation that they're going to scan it after I leave. I would never do that. I don't trust people. I especially don't trust people in political circles to do things like that. All right, one line open at 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Your vote today, how did it go? Any problems? And when do you think we're going to know the winner? This is going to be, I mean, I'm inclined to believe this is going to be, given the number of absentee votes, this, I mean, over 100 million advance votes. I don't know how we're going to know anything tonight. And I'd have a hard time believing that any landslide is going to be so great that we're going to know the answer tonight. So, like I said, this is going to be probably all we're going to talk about for the next, what do you think, Phil, month? Yeah, Phil, dude, I remember 2000, and believe me, it's not a lot of fun. But at least the one thing we don't have to worry about this year is hanging chads. Poor Chad, he got hung a lot in Florida. All right, it is 25 minutes after 6 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Oh, look, there's a guy in Fox again, turning blue red, red blue. This is fascinating.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, yeah. So the dude who called in about putting his ballot in the box, he called back, actually, to say everything is all cool. We're going to be getting back to the phone calls momentarily, your experiences with voting today. Obviously, we've been focused on the presidential election locally, the NY27 race, of course. The Senate is big, but the marquee race, of course, as you might expect, obviously, the presidency of the United States. Operations Manager Tim Wenger is here to tell us what is coming up on WBEN tonight. Tim?
Well, we're going to have a cooking show tonight.
That's what I thought, followed by ghosts?
No, we got a lot going on tonight. I mean, ABC obviously is going to be key tonight. They are going to be wall-to-wall throughout the night. However, at 9 o'clock, we are going to start our local coverage as well. So you're going to hear from everybody. Pretty much everybody involved with the WBEN News Department will be here. Myself, Tom Puckett, Brian Mazurowski will be live. Just covering everything. Brendan Keeney, Mike Baggerman. And then we'll be hearing from Carl Calabrese and Kevin Hardwick for analysis. And you know, election night, Tom, because you've been here, you've done this, you don't know. You can't write the book, right? You got to let it all kind of, play out. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. So what you hear will be dependent on what we see and how the results begin to come in. And that could start relatively quickly around 8 o'clock. We could start to see some information coming from Florida that could define, the beginnings of this race. Could not, too.
But the problem is, at least the way I see it, is so many absentee votes, so many votes that won't even be counted as part of today. It almost makes anything tonight a moot point because All these other votes have to be counted.
I think I'm not alone in the camp that thinks that you know, you're looking for a decisive win here, because whoever wins, I think, needs to win decisively for this country. And you might be really upset if it's Joe Biden. You might be really upset if it's Donald Trump, whatever way, you know, you happen to swing as far as the two candidates are concerned. But I think a decisive win, maybe we will know tonight. But if it's going to be close and there's court fights and everything else, this is going to go for days, not just hours.
Yeah, or possibly weeks or maybe months.
We remember 2000. It was a very uncomfortable time. And I think I was talking with the guys in the newsroom, and I said living through 2000 was stressful at that time. Imagine what the political division that this country feels right now, what going through that is going to be like now. I mean, it just I think it's going to be as bad of a spot as I think we're in as a country right now, as far as division is concerned, it could get really, really ugly.
Yeah, I do not disagree with that analysis. And Joe Beamer is going to be taking people's calls live until 5 a.m.?
Well, we're going to make a decision overnight, because if we still don't know, we're going to be in coverage mode. We're going to remain in the news mode and continue to cover, where the vote is coming from, what the tabulations say. If we get an indication of a solid projection of which way this is going to go, Joe will be chiming in and jumping on and starting to take calls so we can get some, the people in this community are going to be looking for a place to react if there's something to react to. We will provide that when the time is appropriate, obviously, and we'll report until that point. And when that is,
yeah,
we don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea what we're going to know by the end of tonight. Because to me, Tim, there are more variables that are in the wind that are just dangling in the breeze. I have no idea which way they're going to go. Absentee ballots, the early voting. I mean, to me, it's just it has every indication of being long, protracted,
that's
and
why
court fights.
If there was some sort of a definitive between the people voting today and the early vote, because that we're going to be able to get a handle on those two things, you're going to get a handle on a lot of that tonight. If there's definition in that, then, maybe the rest won't matter quite as much. But if it's anywhere near, the experts know, how many votes you need to have to, to make the absentees not be quite as important, but there are so many that it's hard to say that that's not going to be important.
101 million votes so far, and not counting who voted today.
In the original projection, what were 149 or 150 in 2016? you know, I don't know. I don't know what that number is going to be, but it's going to be pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, Tim, thank you very much. We'll obviously invite our listeners to keep attuned here to WBEN for
absolutely
all of the breaking news. ABC until 9 o'clock. We'll be more local at 9 o'clock, but we'll still have lots of national coverage from ABC. We'll have the experts on, and we'll make a game time decision as to Joe Beamer.
Right. And follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930 and right at the top of WBEN.com. You can click that. You'll get the latest election news and, more importantly, those results. Interactive map. You can follow along, you know, right with your phone, with your desktop, your tablet, whatever you're doing tonight.
Tim, I'll tell you one thing that I know is going to happen for me tonight. Southern comfort.
I only wish, Tom.
Tim, thank you. Thank you very much. It is, yeah, it's 642 at News Radio 9. Oh, and I don't mess around. I get the 100-proof stuff, not the 80-proof stuff. No, 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 no. The 100-proof stuff. And don't worry, if there's any doubt, I'll Uber home. I'll wait 3 hours to get an Uber. All right, it is, might as well walk. It is 642 at News Radio 930 WBEN, or would that be Stagger? So your experience is voting, and which way do you see everything going? I told you yesterday, I thought Donald Trump had the momentum going in today. Nothing has changed objectively to make me have a different opinion than that, except the reality of Election Day. This is it. This is the climax. This is the culmination. Did he generate enough momentum to overcome Biden's early lead? And again, I think it's a little bit weird, and it is somewhat discomforting to consider a guy I think is one of the weakest political candidates who's ever run, Joe Biden, that we're even talking about, hey, it's a toss-up between Biden and Trump. It does not exactly instill me with a great deal feeling of confidence for the future of the republic, especially given Biden's obvious cognitive dissonance and Kamala Harris's inexperience. And we're coming down to this. And here's Troy and Clarence on WBEN. Troy, hello.
Tom, it's funny because one of your previous callers there. I graduated from Benjamin Franklin Junior High in 1975, and I remember because we were one street short of getting on the bus to go to school, so we walked from Brighton Road to Benjamin Franklin Junior High, which is a good huff.
Yeah, we did too. We just barely missed the bus. Obviously, we didn't grow up that far apart, but it was definitely a good walk.
One of the things I want to ask you, I want to ask you a question, but your station played earlier today Joe Biden yelling that there's going to be no violence tonight because he's going to win. So isn't that confirming that his people are the ones that caused this violence?
I would take it that way. I mean, I don't really think there's any doubt. It's interesting because it's a little late in the game to start talking about this now, but Donald Trump was repeatedly asked to condemn white supremacy. Joe Biden was not repeatedly asked to condemn the violence in the streets with the same rigor as Donald Trump was, or the same frequency as Donald Trump was. And you know what's going to be even more interesting, and I don't mean this in a positive way, I mean this in a, boy, I'll be disgusted way, is if Biden wins, the puff pieces on Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are going to fill the same Google news feed that for the past 5 years has been just lambasting Donald Trump as basically the worst person in the world every single day.
Exactly. The question that I have for you is...
And I think you already know the answer to that question.
No, I have a different question. The question I'm going to ask you, which I've asked people before and nobody seems to know, is how are states like Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona in play for Biden when he's already admitted he's gonna confiscate people's guns? He's gonna have Beto O'Rourke as his gun czar. I don't understand that.
All I can tell you is I also don't understand how Andrew Cuomo won re-election in New York State after NYSafe, because if every gun owner in New York State had voted, Andrew Cuomo would not be the governor. Sometimes people don't realize that when a politician says something, whether it's Andrew Cuomo or Joe Biden, they mean it. So it doesn't make sense on the surface, but look closer to home. New York State, Andrew Cuomo, NYSafe. We have more gun owners in New York State than that if they had simply all voted, Andrew Cuomo would not be the governor. So, you know, sometimes people don't think things through.
He's got New York City. You know, there's no guns in New York City. They're not allowed in New York City. He's got all those.
Right. But if everybody elsewhere in the state, I mean, remember, George Pataki, way back when, was able to beat Mario Cuomo, Andrew's father, who should have pulled. Well, I won't go there. So, strange things can happen. But as far as the questions you are asking, they're very, very fair questions. But I don't even think we have to get all philosophical about it. We can just look at New York State. We can just look in our own backyard.
Well, we have one of the greatest states in the country, but, you know, it's ruined by Cuomo, people like that.
Well, I mean, in my humble opinion, I mean, he did not start the declension, but he certainly has accelerated it. And we've got record numbers of people moving out of New York State, which does not exactly give a good commentary on the stewardship of Andrew Cuomo. And his true colors have come out, actually, both Andrew Cuomo and his brother, with the double standards regarding COVID and masking and everything else. I'm disgusted by the whole thing, to be honest with you. But and thank you for the call, that it concerns me that this country could. Do I know that it's going to? No, I don't, because I don't have any numbers that I trust, that this state could be, or this country could have a Democrat president, a Democrat Senate, and a Democrat House. And one thing the Democrats do when they're in power is they use the power. The Republicans don't do it. Remember, there are a lot of never, ever Trump Republicans. And Donald Trump has had to fight them every step of the way. And unfortunately, if the Trump, let's just say the Trump experience ends tonight or somewhere close down the line, or maybe not so close down the line, I think the lesson is you cannot beat the swamp that is Washington. That Washington is irretrievably corrupt, that our votes really don't matter, because the ultimate arbiters of power and decisions in this country are nameless, faceless bureaucrats who exist to serve themselves and their cronies, and there's just no way around the corruption. And I, unfortunately, 4 years ago, you know, I remember doing the show. Is Donald Trump going to drain the swamp, or is the swamp going to drain him? And if Donald Trump loses this race, I think one might say that the swamp drained him. And the swamp would include the media. It would include the never Trumpers in the Republican Party, the Democrats. And again, the most withering, sustained fire I've ever seen any human being ever take in history, not just the presidential history, but in history in general. I mean, Mel Gibson took withering fire for about a week. Donald Trump has taken it for 5 years. Let's go back to the calls on WBEN. Here's Jack in Hamburg. Jack, what do you make of all this?
Yes, hi, Tom.
Did you vote today, sir?
Yes, I did, and I'm calling in regards to the person who voted. I had a situation where my son voted on Sunday, so when I went to vote today, right above my signature line, it already in print in the book, it said pre-voted.
Oh.
So I
didn't see any of those.
Yeah, I was right in it. I didn't catch it at first, but then when she turned the book over, she saw it, and she said, it says here that you pre-voted. So we had a situation with my son who has the same name. So I had to then vote via affidavit. But those books were all updated, you know, from Sunday to today, they were all updated.
Well, unfortunately, I'm afraid we're probably going to get calls now until 7 o'clock from people saying, well, wait, they didn't mark mine. Because, I mean, look, it happens every election day. I don't know how to stress this enough. Every single election day, people call in with things that technically shouldn't happen, and they do happen. and nothing surprises me anymore.
That's true. You're right.
You know, and the answers that are supposed to be the official answers prove to be official with an asterisk. But, I mean, I'm glad your situation was taken care of. But I'm just kind of curious, why didn't they get your son and not you?
Well, when he went, he pre-voted on Sunday, and they asked him for his license. He showed his license. There was some kind. Now, he's a new voter, so it was his first time voting. So come to find out, he actually registered too late to vote for this election. So when he showed him his license, they looked at his license, his name, they looked at his address, and they let him vote. So he voted. So when he came home, he says, I think you're going to have a problem when you go. And we were wondering, well, let's see what happens when I get there. And sure enough.
Oh, man. And you guys live in the same house.
We live in the same house.
Same, dude.
Same address.
Dude, I don't know how they're going to fix that.
Yeah. The only good part is we voted for the same candidate, so.
Well, hopefully it's my candidate, and hopefully the votes will count twice.
And all I can say to all those, one more thing, Tom, and I'll let you go. All I can say to all those Biden supporters, watch what you wish for.
All right, Jack, thank you very much. However this goes, one thing is a constant in life. I've been saying this since, 1983. People get the kind of government they deserve. Now, whether Donald Trump wins or whether Joe Biden wins, we get what we deserve. We get what we voted for, and that's it. And here's Tina in Stockton on WBEN.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for staying the extra hour tonight.
Well, God knows we try.
I just wanted to say I early voted. And at the polling place that I went to, there was a big metal box, and it had a lock and key and everything on it. And the people put their votes in through a slot if they were voting as an absentee, if they were bringing their absentee in.
Yeah, as opposed to the open cardboard box that looked like a kindergarten art project the other guy talked about.
Yeah.
Of course, you're in Chautauqua, right?
I'm in Chautauqua County, and I went to the fairgrounds there in Chautauqua to vote early because I didn't know if I would make it to my polling place today. But I do want to say that my mom absentee voted, and she did it 3 weeks ago through the nursing home that she was in. And you and I have spoke about the nursing home situation and COVID. And my mom died alone on Friday morning in that nursing home. And so I don't know what's going to happen with her vote. I'm sure that they, I've called people and told them because I don't want it to be dishonest. But my mom did pass away. And so her vote, even though she was lucid 2 weeks ago, they let me go see her for 1 hour, but she died alone. Thank you, Mr. Cuomo, in the nursing home. And I just wanted to let you know that because you've been such an advocate for all of us.
Unfortunately, you know what? There's a limit to what I or anybody else on the radio can do. And when we are in a situation where we have call it what it is. It's a dictatorship in New York State. The state Senate and the state assembly gave their powers to the governor. The governor, like I said, when Democrats get power, they're not afraid to use it. And as a very intelligent man told me today, we're living in a country now that some states are being ruled by tin horn dictators. And like I said, they're not afraid to use their power. It's like I think the Republicans are timid about using power, and they have been ever since I've been of conscious age, although that might not have happened yet. But the Democrats use their power. So anyway, I'm very, very sorry to hear about your mom. I'm glad you had a chance to see her toward the end. But obviously, you speak for an awful lot of people whose parents have had to die alone. And it's not right. It's not fair. It's idiotic. But we live in times where politicians are making political decisions and they're not making medical decisions. They're not following the science. They're doing what they said. They're not doing what they said they would. I thank you very much. And I'm very, very sorry to hear about your mom not being with us.
Thanks, Tom. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. A lot of people in that boat. And I wish I could end the show on a more upward note. We will see what happens as we move along tonight. We'll have ABC wall-to-wall coverage after this. 9 p.m. will be local with plenty of national updates as well from ABC, local experts, and maybe, just maybe, if we're all lucky, Joe Beamer. I don't know how this is going to go tonight, but SoCo, here we come on WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!